it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Back here at Nimmo Field at Harry Groves Stadium, left-hander Gage Bim gets the start on the mound for Frederick this evening. It will probably be a bit of a bullpen game. Bim has been out of the bullpen so far for the Keys. Five appearances all in relief, an 0-1 record, a 9 ERA, but he is 1-for-2 in save opportunities. Eight total innings, he has allowed eight runs, seven hits, eight strikeouts to four walks. Only one hit batsman, but he allowed three home runs in his last outing against the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. That was on Saturday night here in Frederick. A 233 opponent's batting average for him here so far. He was actually on the Florida Complex League Mets to start this year. Then to the Florence Yalls down in the Frontier League. 12 innings pitched there, 9.75 ERA. Last played collegiately at LSU Shreveport. And Bim will get the ball for the Keys here this evening. Once again, Austin Rocaforte, Caleb Hill, Grant Norris, top of the order for the Spikes. Cam Buford, Josh Spiegel, Knox Preston, the middle third, and Kyle Russell, Will Jewell, and Manny Jackson in the 7-8-9 spots for State College. The Keys in their whites today. White jerseys, white pants. The keys, the script keys on the front in black, outlined in orange. Black numerals outlined in orange, both on the lower left of the jersey and on the back, right square in the center in larger font. And the black caps with the orange bills and the sunburst F logo of the Keys. Meanwhile, the Spikes in their navy blues here this evening. That was the same jerseys that they wore yesterday in Williamsport. Of course, pair of lopsided games to finish that series against the Crosscutters, with the Spikes 12-4 winners wearing their pink jerseys Saturday night, raising $4,200 for the Mount Nittany Health Foundation. They were auctioned off to benefit the Breast Care Center at Mount Nittany Health. And our first pitch tonight, a fastball outside at 7:02. First pitch this evening brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 years, your locally owned flooring provider. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. And the 1-0 fastball fouled away right side. 1-1 the count. Austin Rocaforte in the right-handed batter's box, batting .286 for the Spikes, .333 on base percentage, a double, five RBIs. He has become a mainstay in the leadoff spot, and now a broken bat looper toward left field on the run, diving, unable to make the play, is Hale, and the ball ricochets off his face toward the left field line. Rocaforte settles into second for a double, as Hale, well, painful. He went full extension to try and grab it, and actually the sun, he's picking up his sunglasses. They may be in multiple pieces in left field right now. It looks like the lens popped out as Hale retrieves all that. He dove for the ball, and then it bounced off his noggin. It was a short hop, and maybe not necessarily the hardest, but still adding injury to insult, perhaps. But Rocaforte with his second double of the year, already in scoring position for the Spikes. And here's Caleb Hill, left-handed hitting left fielder out of UTSA. RBI triple last night in the ninth inning. Spikes with a brief flurry at the end. He'll put down a bunt first base side, though. And coming off the mound, Bim trying to sweep with a tag, but the ball slips out of his mitt. Rocaforte moving to third. And that should be a bunt single, I believe. And it is. Caleb Hill putting down the bunt on the first base side because Bim, as a left-hander, his motion finishes to the third base side, and Brandon Hilton, the first baseman, probably not expecting a bunt that way, but also maybe not necessarily the swiftest coming in, so Hill took advantage of all of that to collect the spike, second hit already, a bunt single for himself. That'll raise his average, 6-for-25 now for the season, does own a triple as well. And he notched last night. Now Grant Norris at the plate. The Penn Stater playing second base tonight for State College. Takes a strike. Fastball at the knees, 91 miles an hour. Our umpires tonight, Phil Heim is behind the plate. Ian Pittenger is at first base. Paul Wills at third base. Maybe familiar names. We've seen them work in state college, but tonight they're down here in Frederick. And the 0-1. Fastball, strike on the inner half, 0-2. We're seeing that more and more, and I think that's an encouraging sign here in the MLB Draft League. As the umpires become crews that get to see multiple locations in the league, get familiar with the teams and the players, makes them become more effective umpires, as well as give these players that full professional experience. Pitching tight for a ball, 1-2. Norris at 250 so far this year, 333 on base percentage for the Spikes. Still looking for his first extra base hit, but he's knocked in four runs so far. He's got runners on first and third here. The 1-2 from the lefty, Bim. There goes Hill. Pitch down and in. There'll be no throw, and Caleb Hill will get the stolen base. So now it is second and third with nobody out. And once again, we see that aggression on the base paths, but an intelligent aggression that Tim Battle preaches. That is now for the Spikes. A total across both halves of 114 stolen bases. 2-2 the count. The pitch. That's fouled back to the screen. Count remains the same. In the second half of the season, the Spikes are now 12 of 16 in stolen base attempts. They actually don't have the most steals in the second half. Trenton and West Virginia tied at 19 so far. But now with runners on second and third, nobody out, a 2-2 count to the righty Grant Norris. The lefty Gage Bim delivers, and the breaking ball is swung on and missed for strike three. Tight spiral on that one as Norris is the first strikeout victim of the night for Bim, who has that unique movement as a left-handed pitcher. Again, he's been strictly out of the bullpen so far this season for Frederick in his previous five outings. Spikes saw him Thursday afternoon at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. I checked that as that pitch down low. They saw him Wednesday night, I beg your pardon. Two runs on only one hit, but two walks and a hit batsman. He did strike out three batters in two innings, but Parker Cadu had a triple off of him. Austin Ball at an RBI ground out. Those two guys getting a rest this evening. Buford, however, coming off of a grand slam he hit against Frederick last week as the 1-0 popped up right side of the infield. Hilton, the first baseman, along the line coming towards home, makes the catch. Runners stay put at second and third, and there are two away. Cam came in with a 265 average, 357 on base percentage, three doubles, two triples, a homer, and 13 runs batted in, which leads the way for the Spikes. Actually, it's tied for the lead, I should say, in the second half with Manny Jackson, who's actually in the number nine spot tonight. Here's Josh Spiegel, though. Greensburg, PA native, with Pitt this spring, but was a Penn Stater prior to that. Spiegel batting 278, 458, the on-base percentage in six games, and he had a good game last night as he takes fastball low for ball one. 2-for-3, hit by a pitch, scored a run. First guy to get a hit off Brent Francisco, the Williamsport righty who had an impressive debut. One ball, no strikes. Bim, the lefty, delivers, and this one cued on to third. Charging in Holt, third baseman, throws on the run across the diamond, and Hilton has to come off the bag to field the throw, but steps back on it. The inning is over. The put-out 5-3, and the Spikes threaten in the top of the first, but do not score. Two hits, two runners left in scoring position. At the end of one half inning, State College nothing. Frederick coming to bat against Philip Bryant here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Phillip Bryant making his third start of the season for the Spikes tonight. An 0-1 record, an 8.22 ERA in his previous two outings. His first start was at Mahoning Valley 10 days ago. He went four innings in that one, three runs, two earned on six hits, three strikeouts, a walk. Last time out against Frederick, he went just 3 2/3 innings, giving up five runs. But three walks did not help the cause. He struck out one batter. Got into the fourth inning. Spikes ended up winning that one 14-7, the identical score they won Thursday's Super Splash Day game by. In between, a come-from-behind 8-7 win. Josh Spiegel was a big factor in that one. Tremaine Cobb Jr. leads it off for Frederick, and Phillip Bryant's first pitch of the night, a fastball just off the plate inside, ball one. Game time temperature is actually 89 degrees, but this is a pretty cool breeze blowing through right now. Temperatures were in the 90s today here in Frederick as the 1-0 pitch is a fastball for a strike at the knees. But not the cloudiest skies on a near 90-degree night you're going to see. And again, the breeze blowing through makes things a little more comfortable here as the 1-1 fastball strike on the inside corner at the knees. Perfect placement on the pitch to Cobb, who is hitting .298 with a .353 on base percentage, two doubles, five RBIs, the 1-2. And that is line toward right field, but straight at Austin Rocaforte, who hauls it in for the first out here in the bottom of the first inning. Brody Farr will now stride to the plate. Elijah Dickerson's going to be next for the Keys. The 4-5-6 hitters, Hunter Antillen, Brandon Hilton, and Peyton Holt. And rounding out the order for Frederick, Keenan Taylor, Damone Hale, and Christian Jackson. Jack Jones at the helm of the Keys once again here in the second half. And the pitch, that is outside for a ball, 1-0. Jack joined by hitting coach Anderson Hernandez, pitching coach Josh Flowerman, assistant coach Malik Blaze. Same coaching staffs on both sides. For the most part, from the first half to the second half, is on the 1-0 pitch. Farr goes the other way with it, shooting into left field for a base hit. So Farr with the first Frederick hit of the night after the Spikes notched a pair in the top of the inning. And here's Elijah Dickerson, the left-handed hitting right fielder out of Towson University, a native of Mount Holly, New Jersey. 6 foot, 195 pounds. He is 23 years of age. And the first pitch to him, a curveball in the dirt, blocked by Knox Preston. No movement by Farr off first. 1-0 the count. Farr, by the way, is 6 of 8 in stolen bases across both halves of the MLB Draft League season. He's a holdover from the first half. Set by Bryant, quick throw to first, but back in time is Farr. Josh Spiegel fielding that throw at first base. Grant Norris is at second base. Kyle Russell at shortstop. Cam Buford at third tonight for the Spikes. The 1-0. Fastball high and away. Two balls, no strikes. Outfield is Caleb Hill in left. Will Jewell in center. Austin Rocaforte in right. Again, the Spikes in their navy blue jerseys tonight. Ribbon S logo on the left breast pocket. Gold numerals outlined in red on the lower right of the jersey, also on the back. The 2-0. That fades in for a strike, clipping the outer edge at 90 miles an hour. 2-1 the count. Dickerson batting .425 for the Keys in his first nine games. .432 on base percentage. 17-40 at the plate. Three doubles, 11 runs batted in. A throw to first. And diving back in is Farr. Farr now playing his 39th game for the Keys across both halves. The 2-1 pitch down and away. It was backhanded by Preston. 3-1 the count. This is the opener of a three-game series. Tomorrow night's game at 7 p.m. as well, and then a noon finale to the set on Wednesday. For the Spikes come back home Thursday and Friday against Mahoning Valley, Saturday, Sunday against Trenton, off day next Monday, and then next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the Frederick Keys come back to town. And the pitch is strike. Slider on the outer half. Now the count full. Quick throw to first. Tagged by Spiegel, but Farr is back safely. That was a good pickoff throw from Philip Bryant. A grambling right-hander. Helped pitch the team through the SWAC tournament to make the NCAA's. Pitch swung on a miss. Strike three. Throw down to second. Farr slides in safely, but it's the first strikeout of the night for Philip Bryan, and it's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. At Mount Nittany Health, our view of healthcare is all about you. With more than 30 medical specialties and several primary care practices, we're here for you. Learn more at mountnittany.org. So Farr now in scoring position with two outs in the bottom of the first in a scoreless game, and here is Hunter Antillen. Antillen out of the University of Utah, which is now a Big 12 school. Fast ball for a strike at 91 over the outer edge, but he played in the Pac-12 this past spring with the Keys. He's played five games, a .250 batting average, 4-for-16 at the plate, but a .440 on base percentage. He's drawn three walks to supplement that, and he's been hit by four pitches. That one in tight for a ball. Did not get hit by that one. 1-1 the count. Antillen has also knocked in six runs. Coming into tonight's game, the Keys actually leading the way in the MLB Draft League's second half in team hitting with a .279 average. Breaking ball bounces away off the mitt of Preston and to the backstop. That'll be a wild pitch to allow Brody Farr to move on to third base. So now 2-1 the count to Antillen, and the first run of the game just 90 feet away. Spikes are in third place in team batting average, at least heading into this game, but only at .273, just 6 points separating them. Trenton is in second at .274. Ironically, the Williamsport Crosscutters, who scored a dozen runs against the Spikes last night, they're in last right now as the 2-1 fastball swung on and missed, 2-2. Talked about Philip Bryant being a main part of Grambling's run through the SWAC tournament. Cam Buford was a big factor in that as well. He, in fact, was the tournament's most outstanding player. But Bryant, heavy duty. Oh, and that hits him. That hits the helmet of Antillen. Could hear the thwack from up here. But Antillen looks to be okay. It's the first hit batsman for either side. Bryant exerting so much effort in that SWAC tournament. He was unable to see any action in the NCAA regional. But here is Brandon Hilton now, who has been of some renown this year. Hilton, who last year played for Mahoning Valley, came to the Keys second half roster after completing his collegiate career at Stetson. They have a Basking Ridge, New Jersey, 6'7" first baseman. And Hilton in the left-handed box. Swings the first pitch. Chops it to the right side. Taken by Norris on the second hop from the shallow right field grass. Throw to first in time. Norris to Spiegel ends the first inning. So the Keys threaten as well with one hit, but two runners left on base. And at the end of one, we're still scoreless here on the Spiked Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Into the second inning, Knox Preston, Kyle Russell, Will Jewell due up for the Spikes. 6-7-8 hitters in the order. No score in this one. Two hits for State College, one for Frederick in the first inning. And Knox Preston, across both halves of the season, he is carrying a .294 average, three doubles, four RBIs. And we'll look at his exclusively second-half action in just a moment as the pitch is a strike over the outer edge of the plate. In the second half, Knox batting .381, 8 of 21 of the plate, two doubles, two RBIs. He's actually carrying a .519 on-base percentage because he's been hit by two pitches, and he's received four walks, and he takes that fastball way low in the dirt. One ball, one strike. Gage Benn, the left-hander, remains on the mound for Frederick. We'll see how long he goes in this one. And the 1-1, breaking ball for a strike on the inner half, 1-2. It's been an adjustment for pitching coaches across the MLB Draft League because this is the first time that the league has played on Monday this season, so they've had to arrange things. As the 1-2 comes in, that clipped foul, that deflected off the mitt of Antillen, but only barely. Still a ball and two strikes, so they have had to reconfigure things, not having an off day on Monday, as has been the norm. Now, this will be a rare occasion. There'll be another Monday game the Spikes will play on August 12th at Mahoning Valley, and then not again until Labor Day, which is, of course, a traditional baseball day, Monday, September 2nd. That'll be a 1-0-5 game against Williamsport, and the 1-2 pitch swung on and missed. And Gage Benn records his second strikeout of the night, one gone in the top of the second. Of course, Phillip Bryant still on track, but even Jared Brown is reconfiguring things just a bit from where it's been, although he's going to make most of his adjustments later in this week as the Spikes come back home to Medler Field at the Bronco Park after he sees how these three games go. And the first pitch to Kyle Russell, a strike over the outer edge, 0-1. Russell's been on a heater lately, 2-for-4 last night with a double and an RBI. Both of those came in the ninth inning. He had a three-hit game Saturday night on Paint the Park Pink Night. Grounder on to second, though, on the second pitch, fielded by Farr. Throw to first in time, two down. Here in the top of the second inning of a scoreless game. Will Jewell to the plate. Jewell With a 174 batting average but a 269 on base percentage, he is seeking his first RBI of the season, seeking his first extra base hit as well. A Jewel in the left-handed box. Deep breath here. It'll be Jewel and Manny Jackson, two lefties in the 8-9 spots here against the lefty Bim, who steps off the rubber briefly. Bim works off the third base side of the slab, and as you might imagine, as a reliever, just in a spot start role, he goes exclusively from the stretch, and the 92-mile-an-hour fastball misses inside on the lefty Jewel. Bim kind of turned at a 45-degree angle to the plate. Then once he gets the sign, he adjusts and sort of almost appears like he's overthrowing right at the end of his throwing motion, but that adds to that last little herky-jerky motion adds to the difficulty for the batter trying to track the ball. But he missed with that one, 2-0 the count. Now Bim comes again, and this one, the curveball dips and deflects off Antillen, but nobody on, so simply ball three. Manny Jackson waiting on deck, and new baseballs being brought out to Phil Heim. Manny Jackson may well get an opportunity here in the second inning. Told you, Manny has quite a few RBIs here this season. He has 11 in total. As a 3-0 called strike on the outer edge, 3-1 the count. It's actually Austin Ball and Cam Buford that lead the spikes in RBIs in the second half with 11 apiece. Again, Austin Ball, Parker Cadu getting a well-deserved, although rare, night off here tonight. But we may well see them in pinch hitting duty later on as a breaking ball is in tight, ball four. And Will Jewell works the first walk of the night from Gage Bim. Now to bring Manny Jackson up. And again, Manny in total across both halves with 13 runs knocked in, two doubles, two home runs. Adding 150 in the second half, but with a pair of doubles, three runs knocked in since the season restarted as the pitch down and away for a ball 1-0. The record's cleared here in the second half, so nothing carries over from the first half in terms of wins and losses. It is the first half champion, the Williamsport Crosscutters, hosting the MLB Draft League Championship game Thursday, September 5th at Journey Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field. And whoever the second half champion is will face them. A fastball down and away, 2-0 the count. Right now, the Trenton Thunder leading the way with a 7-3 record in the second half, but the Spikes, the Mahoning Valley Scrappers and the West Virginia Black Bears, each at 5-5, and Frederick and Williamsport, not too far back themselves, both 4-6 entering the night. Deep breath by Bim, and the 2-0 pitch coming home. Here it is. That's taken for a strike. 90 on the fastball over the outer edge to the lefty Manny Jackson. 2-1 the count. No score here on the top of the second. Spikes with a pair of hits in the first, but stranded a pair of runners in scoring position. Bim sets and delivers. And that bounces, and that gets away from Antillen as Bim nearly fell off the mound. Rounding second is Jewel, but a hold there. That'll be a wild pitch. And I think Bim may have lost some footing that time as it went way over Antillen's glove. Actually, bounced way over Antillen's glove, spiked into the dirt, only about a 55-footer, and Antillen looking to the dugout, and initially it looked like he was going to go out to the mound, but he won't do so here. Three balls and a strike. I think that Jack Jones and Josh Flowerman just didn't want to use a mound visit there. Three balls and a strike. The pitch, that is low and away, ball four. So now first and second, two outs. And Austin Rocaforte led off the game with what ended up as a double. Fly ball to left field that dropped in and kicked away from the diving left fielder, Damone Hale. And Austin Rocaforte is the kind of speed, if you don't make a clean play on the ball in the outfield, he'll make you pay. Now with a pair of runners on, two outs. Bim the lefty against Rocaforte the righty. And the pitch. That fastball down and in, ball one. Tim Battle Jr. waiting to wave somebody in at the third base coaching post. Lastings Millage, the former big leaguer, coaching at first. Also a expansive international career. Starting for the Tokyo Yakult Swallows in NPB, Nippon Professional Baseball. Breaking ball is a strike on the inner half. 1-1 the count. Lots of winter ball experience as well, but it's interesting. He, on that 2008 Washington Nationals squad, and talk about it a little later on, but that squad has produced quite a few MLB Draft League coaches. Pitch down and in for a ball, 2-1 to Rocco Forte. Caleb Hill waiting on deck to see if he gets a chance here in the second. 2-1 to Rocco Forte. Bim now at 34 pitches in the first inning and two-thirds. Delivers this one. Fastball for a strike over the outer half of the plate. 2-2. Here is the set by Bim. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, first and second. The pitch to Rocco Forte fouled away to the right side. And we'll do it again on 2-2. Now the wind has picked back up just a bit. Only blowing about 5 to 10 miles an hour, but what breeze there is, which is more than you might imagine with temps in the 80s here this evening, definitely makes things more comfortable out there. The 2-2 to Rocco Forte, swung on and missed, strike three. Got him with a changeup that time, and the inning is over. Third strikeout for Gage Bim. The Spikes with no runs, no hits, no errors, but again, two runners left on base. An inning and a half gone, no score on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Bottom of the second inning, Philip Bryan out of the stretch. First pitch of the inning is a fastball for a strike on the outer edge to Peyton Holt, right-handed hitting third baseman. He'll be followed by Keenan Taylor and Damone Hale. 6-7-8 batters due up in the keys order. No score in this one. The opener of a three-game series here in Frederick, and the 0-1 pitch sliced toward right center field. Rocco Forte will let it drop in front of him. For a base hit, he thought about coming up and trying to make a spectacular diving play, but it was probably going to be out of reach for him. So, again, he did not overextend himself, turn a single into a triple. Made the cautious play and really made the right play. He probably wasn't going to be able to get to that ball. So Holt with the second hit of the night for the Keys. The hit column now even at two. And here is Keenan Taylor. He's the DH tonight, played third base for the Keys and Medler Field at the Bronto Park last week in the three-game set, and the first pitch to him is fouled back to the screen. Taylor batting .265 here in the second half. Four runs knocked in his first nine games. He also has four doubles and a .405 on base percentage. Holt leading off first, quick throw over there. He dives back in without a tag. Holt has not yet attempted to steal as a member of the Frederick Keys. Leads off first here. Bryant comes set. The pitch homeward. That's fouled to the backstop. 0-2. Talking about those 2008 Washington Nationals, and there were several members of that team who now have become coaches here in the MLB Draft League. Lastings Millage is the latest, and actually there's another connection. Of course, Elijah Dukes was on that team, and his son Elijah played for the Spikes last year. Another throw to first, and diving back in again is Holt. Dimitri Young was a first baseman on that team. He managed the Mahoning Valley Scrappers last year. 0-2 pitch, fastball upstairs, 1-2. Anderson Hernandez was on that squad. He is currently the Frederick hitting coach. And, of course, Ray King on that squad was the pitching coach in Mahoning Valley last year. 1-2. Now the throw to first. Back standing is Holt. A lot of coaches coming out of there helping to shape the next generation in the game of baseball. Not just here in the MLB Draft League, but going further. The 1-2, and that's lined off the mitt of Buford, who nearly snagged that rope down the third baseline. Trickles into the Keys bullpen, which is in play in foul territory. And all the way to third goes Holt. Taylor is on with a double. He scorched that one at 106 miles an hour, and Cam Buford just a split second sooner, and he would have been able to snare it. But so fast was that liner to the hot corner that Cam just couldn't quite get the full mitt around it, only got a piece of it. Now second and third, nobody out, and here is Damone Hale, the left fielder. Hale batting 130 so far with a 259 on base percentage, a double and an RBI, and he takes a big cut at this one but misses. Fastball at 91, 0-1 the count. Hale playing his eighth game for the Keys. And Philip Bryant looking to work out of trouble here in the second. No score right now. And the pitch swung on and missed, 0-2. Josh Spiegel playing up at first base, even with a bag, but he is creeping towards the grass on each delivery. Middle infield straight on, the 0-2, fouled off the top of the netting behind home plate, ricochets back down to the field. Count remains the same. Keys now with three hits in the contest, the Spikes with two. Both teams now with an extra base hit. Rocaforte's double in the first, Taylor's here in the second. 0-2 pitch. Upstairs with a fastball, 1-2 the count. And now taking off the arm pad is Hale. I think that was an elbow pad. It was a little loose, so he decided he wanted more movement. 1-2. Bryant sets. And the pitch. Fastball upstairs, 2-2. We'll see if he goes to the slider here at any point. 0-2 count. Runners on second and third. I like to have an out pitch here. Phelps gets the sign. Sets. At the chest, the 2-2, and that is lifted in the air. Down the right field line, Rocaforte ranging over. Makes the catch in foul ground. Tagging from third is Holt. The throw to the plate, not in time. Taylor takes third as well. It'll be a sacrifice fly on the foul out to right. And the Keys take the opening lead of the game at 1-0. Rocaforte knew he was going to have to get that ball away quickly and had a quick release on it. But Holt tagging from third. And he did tag in time. That's been a point of some contention here this past weekend as the first pitch to Christian Jackson popped up. Foul territory, first base side, and a nice catch by Josh Spiegel at the bullpen mound. Again, the bullpens are in the field of play, though they're in foul territory now. The warning track on both sides, sort of like the old ones of Wrigley Field. And Spiegel had to work around him and did so quite well. So Jackson, a first pitch foul out, and now two away here. Keenan Taylor still at third. And Tremaine Cobb Jr., the leadoff man, up. He lined out to Austin Rocaforte and right last time up. Swings at the 92-mile-an-hour fastball here for strike one. Cobb in the right-handed box. Out of Troy University, takes a cut at the 0-1, fouls it off the netting above the Frederick dugout, first base side. And it's now 0-2. 1-0 Frederick, bottom of the second inning. Phillip Bryant looks in to Knox Preston for the sign. Has it. And the pitch. And that one lined down the third baseline again and down the left field line it goes now as Taylor trots home. Cobb on to second. And he'll get two bases as that ball kicked through the fence. And so unplayable for Hill. And it's an RBI double for Tremaine Cobb. That one with a vapor trail as well, 104 miles an hour off the bat. So Cam Buford has had to deal with two scorchers down there. And Cobb gives Frederick a 2-0 lead. Now Brody Farr, the batter. He singled in the first inning. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Preston, trickles out in front of the plate, but no movement by Cobb. Simply ball one. A pair of right-handed hitters just turning on it. 1-0 the count. A look to second, now the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt again, knocked down by Preston. Now he finds the baseball, but scurrying for third is Cobb, and he'll make it. That'll be a wild pitch as Knox fought that one off, but then he didn't know exactly where it went, and Cobb paused until he could determine that Knox really did not know where it was, took off, and by the time Knox did find it, he still had ground to make up to get back to the ball, so no throw. And a runner on third with two outs and a 2-0 count to Farr. Ryan has what he likes. The 2-0. It was fastball and, ooh. Looked like that might be on the outer edge, but did not get the call there. 3-0 the count. And the pitch. That one a strike over the outer half. No doubt about that one. Farr will be a hitter again on a 3-1 count. In the left-handed box, Farr levels the bat. And the pitch lofted over the mid of Russell, the shortstop into left center field. Cobb scores, and Brody Farr with his second hit of the game, an RBI single. And all of a sudden, two more two-out runs for the Keys extend the lead to 3-0. Well, Bryant so close to getting that final out of the inning, limiting the damage, but Keys just keep on rolling. Elijah Dickerson, though, struck out against Phillip Bryant in the first inning, and the pitch homeward. Breaking ball, and that's fouled off his own right instep. So Dickerson, as he grimaces, taking that one, will take a quick jaunt to walk that one off. And 1 to Dickerson here in the bottom of the second inning. Opener of a three-game series. Tomorrow should be a great pitching matchup here at Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium. It's a replay of the pitching matchup we saw this past Thursday on Super Splash Day. Jeremy Neff, the left-hander, who threw 6 one-run innings, struck out 6 to earn the win in that game against Harold Baez, who actually was not doing too badly himself. five innings, he'd only allowed two runs, but then in the sixth, he allowed the first three runners on. They all ended up scoring. 0-2, slider misses outside. One ball and two strikes. So that will be something to look forward to tomorrow. Again, a 7 o'clock start. Be on the air with you at approximately 6:45. Had some technical difficulties today, so got on the air at 6:50. Is the pitch, a breaking ball outside for a ball. Throw down to second, not in time. Far with a stolen base. And for Far, now 7 of 9 across both halves of the MLB Draft League schedule in stolen bases. Here in the second half, he's now 4 for 4. 2 and 2, the count to Dickerson, the pitch. Fastball high and away, 3 and 2. So the count full, Hunter Antilian is on deck. And the payoff pitch, foul back to the screen. We'll do it again. Well, Bryant now up to 45 pitches tonight. 28 of them have been for strikes. Dickerson back in the left-handed box. Farr resumes his leadoff second. The set by Bryant. Payoff pitch number two. Chop to the right side. Charging in, Grant Norris fields it. He'll underhand on to first. Spiegel's there. The inning is over. But Frederick scores three runs on four hits. One runner left on base. And at the end of two, it's the Keys with a 3-0 lead here in Frederick on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spike teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Into the third inning, and we remind you the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Caleb Hill, Grant Norris, Cam Buford due up for the Spikes against Frederick lefty Gage Bim. There is some stirring in the Frederick bullpen. We knew Bim wouldn't go too long, but trying to finish off this third inning at least and help the bullpen out. It's a bullpen-led game tonight for the Keys as the pitch comes in to Caleb Hill, swung on and missed. Hill laid down a beautiful bunt single to the first base side last time up. Stole second but was stranded there. Now Frederick with a 3-0 lead here in the top of the third, and the 0-1 is a fastball just low. One ball, one strike. Mike's made one visit here to Frederick for a four-game set in the first half of this 2024 season. Again, this series, their only visit in the second half, as here's a pop-up to short. Backing up to the outfield grass as Cobb, he hauls it in. And there's one away. That'll bring Grant Norris to the plate. Somerset, PA native. And actually passed very near there on our way from State College down here to Frederick. Norris, 0-for-1 in this game, but Grant, Josh Spiegel, David Lee, and now Jordan Morales. Very excited about being back in Happy Valley as this pitch is swung on, lofted deep to right field. Dickerson going back. He settles up shy of the track and makes the catch for the second out. Jordan Morales added today. Well, he was a All-Big Ten third-team selection as a starting pitcher this year out of Purdue. He pitched two seasons at Penn State as well. 2022 and 23 was actually top 10 in the Big Ten Conference and top 10 all-time at Penn State for appearances in a single season, with 22 of them in the 2022 season. Then made 19 outings in 2023, 10 of them starts, before transferring to Purdue. Actually began his collegiate career at LaSalle. But Morales, a welcome addition to the Spikes pitching staff. And the 1-0 to Cam Buford is fouled back to the screen. 1-1 the count. So that puts the Spikes roster now at 26, which is the limit. So they are filled up here. One ball and one strike. The rosters should be all filled up by the time this slate of three games for each team across the league ends. And that one misses low. 2-1 on the fastball from Bim. Cam is 0-for-1. Popped out to the first baseman, Brandon Hilton, his first time up. Co-leader in RBIs for the second half, though. Cam takes a breaking ball down and in. 3-1 the count. Looking to prolong this top of the third inning. Here's the 3-1 from Bim. Swing and a miss. Pass ball down the inner half, actually at the knees. Well placed, and it's 3-2. And Bim with that motion actually does pretty much come straight over the top and then has that little twist at the end. Well, gets a good amount of drop on his pitches, and this curveball drops right in for a called strike three. And the inning is over. Fourth strikeout for Gage Bim. Spikes go down in order in the third. 3-0 Frederick as we go to the bottom half of the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
3-0 Frederick here in the bottom of the third. Hunter Antillian, Brandon Hilton, and Peyton Holt, the 4-5-6 hitters, due up for the Keys. Antillian hit by a pitch his last time up, serving as the cleanup man in the order, and actually had a great series last week at Medler Field at Leprano Park. He played two of the three games and went 3-for-6. Scoring three runs, knocking in two in the process. He sends this first pitch foul behind home plate, over the roof, out of play. Oh, and one that can actually say over the roof. I think somebody in the suite level above us made the grab on that. 0-1 to Antillian. And the pitch. That is chop foul, third base side. Anderson Hernandez, the hitting coach, part of that 2008 national squad with Spikes hitting coach Lastings Millage over at third base. Malik Blaze coaching at first for the Keys. And the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Blocked by Knox Preston. Ball one to Antillian. He was the primary catcher at Utah this year. 41 starts, 4 homers, 25 runs knocked in, a .321 batting average, .438 on base percentage. And the 1-2, breaking ball, fouled off of the plate again. Count still a ball and two strikes. Fifth pitch of the at-bat coming up. No runs, 2 hits, no errors for State College. 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Frederick. Lights are on all the way around here, though there's still a fair amount of daylight left as the 1-2 curveball is fouled away. Still 1-2, and actually, as it was fouled away, I think that hit Phil Heim, the plate umpire, so Knox Preston makes sure he's okay. And Phil Heim says, yep, I'm just fine. I'll just throw a new baseball out to Philip Ryan. Preston back behind the dish. One ball, two strikes. Bryant to the plate. Breaking ball low, 2-2. Now the curveball or the slider, Phil Bryant trying to get that over for strikes. And when you can get your breaking pitch or chosen breaking pitch over for strikes consistently, that's when you start to thrive as a starting pitcher. Two balls, two strikes. And he delivers. Swung on, foul to the right side. Out of play. And what Phil says he would love to do is add yet another pitch to the arsenal, specifically a changeup. He never really has developed a changeup, and you know, that's something about the skill as a pitcher. You can be a thrower and be successful for a lot of years, but it's when you become a pitcher that you really achieve that success, move up the ladder. 2-2, swung on and missed. High fastball got him that time. And that strikeout for Philip Ryan is his second of the night. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. For the fourth year in a row, Mount Nittany Medical Center was named one of the world's best hospitals by Newsweek. We were one of 26 hospitals in PA to rank in the top 400 hospitals nationwide. One down in the bottom of the third. Here's Brandon Hilton, the 6'7 first baseman in the left-handed batter's box. He grounded out to Grant Norris at second, his first time up. Set by Bryant, first pitch homeward. Slider down and in, one ball and no strikes. And, you know, developing that third pitch, sometimes it's not even a true changeup that you develop as that third pitch. Sometimes you have fastball, the slider, and then you might mix in a roundhouse curve. And we saw that from Gage Bim. It found the outer edge of the plate to get Cam Buford in the top half of this inning. That one missed low, 2-0. For Bryant, another slider for him. Set for Phillip. Pitch. That's a strike, and there's the slider finding the plate on the outer half. 2-1 the count, and tell you what, that can take guts sometimes for a pitcher. I mean, Phillip obviously working on getting that over for strikes. If you fall behind 2-0 on it, don't often come back to it the third time as the 2-1 bounced foul, went back fastball this time. Down to the first base side, 2-2. But Philip Ryan, a very confident individual, and for good reason. He's got good stuff out there. Again, helped lead Grambling to the SWAC championship this year and a berth in the NCAA tournament. And the 2-2. Swing and a foul tip in and out of the mid of Knox Preston. And Knox wanted to hold on to that one, but two balls and two strikes. Phil Heim will walk the baseball out to the mound, give Knox some time to recover because That one, when you don't, when you aren't able on those foul tips to get it in the mid, even when you can, those sting. And Knox Preston, I mean, the first name is apropos. He takes his share of knocks behind the plate, but he keeps on going. Remember, after his very first time catching for the Spikes down in West Virginia, even David Carpenter, a former catcher himself, was commiserating about the abuse you take behind the plate. And the 2-2 to Hilton, line to right field, drops in. Rocaforte cuts it off quickly in the corner, though, and his throw to second limits Hilton to just a single. And Hilton was rounding first. He was thinking, too, but Rocaforte, very quick to get to the ball, quick release on the throw, and a good throw. And he has to hold, but the single is the sixth Frederick hit of the game. And now with a runner on and one gone, Peyton Holt the batter. Holt the right-handed hitting third baseman, singled and scored in the second. A 3-0 lead for the Keys here. And Bryant to the plate. Breaking ball, strike on the outer half. Meanwhile, the Spikes playing these three games here in Frederick. Back home Thursday night, a 6:35 game against the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. Quick throw to first, Hilton back standing. And it is a big night of the ballpark. It is our third, Bark in the Park night of the season, presented by the Center Daily Times, featuring Dugout the baseball dog, welcoming all of his canine friends to the park. All of his human friends, too, of which he has many. Fastball outside, 1-1 the count. When you can bring your favorite four-legged friend, just head to statecollegespikes.com. Get all the lowdown on what it means to bring your dog for Bark in the Park. Plan on joining us. It is the next to last Bark in the Park of the season. Grounder on to second. Glove by Norris. Flip to second for one. Russell on to first. Double play. 4-6-3. The sixth ground ball double play. The Spikes have turned here in the second half. And it gets the Spikes out of the bottom of the third. No runs, a hit for Frederick. No runners left on base. More about the Thursday return to Medler Field at Lebrano Park in the fourth inning of action here in Frederick when we return on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Into the fourth inning, and it is now the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. New pitcher on the mound for Frederick after Gage Bim went the first three innings. He did not allow a run, gave up two hits, two walks, and struck out four. Bim with a total of 47 pitches, 27 of them for strikes. Did not expect him to go long. He went three innings, though, and he's replaced by right-hander Jake Curtis, product of the University of Memphis. And of course, former MLB Draft League president Kerrick Jackson now down there with that squad. Chatham, Illinois native, 5'10", 170 pounds. And his first pitch, 22 years old, Fouled away by Josh Spiegel. 5-6-7 hitters due up for the Spikes. Spiegel, Knox, Preston, and Kyle Russell. Josh grounded out to third his last time up. Curtis making his second appearance for the Keys. Last time out was in a starting role. Four shutout innings allowed just one hit and one hit batsman. He struck out four. And the fastball misses low, 2-1 the count. He was a two-way player in college, but focusing on the mound here in the MLB Draft League as the 1-1 fouled back to the screen, 1-2. That start came on Saturday against Mahoning Valley. So getting ramped back up here. One ball and two strikes to Spiegel. And the pitch. Up and in on Josh. Did he go around? He did not. They appealed down to Ian Pinger at first, but he certainly wasn't meaning to go around, but that's he did not actually offer it the pitch. And on one that goes high and tight, it's always a defensive swing. It's really always a defensive mechanism, but sometimes you do swing at the ball unwittingly. 2-2. That's fouled the netting. And that's a very difficult play to determine intent on, so the rule may be unfair in some circumstances, but at other times it's eminently fair. Two balls and two strikes. Spikes trailing 3-0 here in the top of the fourth, but Spiegel looking to get something going against the new Keys pitcher. Curtis, the right-hander, delivers a foul tip in and out of the mitt. And the count remains 2-2. Ramada out of town scoreboard in the MLB Draft League. Monday action all the way around tonight. Williamsport leading Trenton 1-0. Bottom of the sixth inning. Crosscutters might have found something there as the current second half leaders trailing. And here's a flare to left field and a base hit for Josh Spiegel as it falls in. So Spiegel on with the third hit of the game for the Spikes. That'll bring Knox Preston to the plate. Knox 0-for-1 with a strikeout back in the second inning, but again, we talked about his hot start to the second half. .381 average, .519 on base percentage his first seven games in the second half of the MLB Draft League season after he was a very solid player offensively. He's got that surprising speed, too. Really only surprising at first glance. Once you get to know him, you know he's a smart base runner. And on the pitch, that's a strike. Knows exactly when to turn it on. 0-1 the count. Spiegel leading off first. Hilton holding him on there. Was set by Curtis. And the 0-1. That is tipped foul at home. 0-2 the count. Bark in the Park 3, presented by the Center Daily Times, taking place Thursday night when the Spikes come back home at 6:35 against the Mahoning Valley Scrappers, featuring Dugout the Baseball Dog, of course, but it is the next to last Bark in the Park of the season. That's because the last two bookend the month of August for the Spikes, and that is because August is National Dog Month. 0-2 breaking ball, dips low, 1-2 the count. So the first home game of the month, August 1st. The last Spikes home game of the month is August 29th. Both of them are Bark in the Park nights. Both of them on Thirsty Thursdays as well, featuring dollar beers. The 1-2, that is tip foul, bouncing behind home. Still a ball and two strikes to Knox Preston. And by dollar beers, we mean $1 12-ounce select beers from 5:30 to 7:30. $2 12-ounce craft beers available as well from 5:30 to 7:30. Every Thursday in August is a Thirsty Thursday with a home game for the Spikes at Medler Field at the Bronco Park. 1-2, down and in. Two balls and two strikes. Then on Friday the 2nd, it is a four-pack Friday, finishing a two-game series against the Scrappers. Another 6:35 game. In fact, all the rest of the Spikes home game set for 6:35. Bouncer to the left side, taken deep in the hole by Cobb. Throw to second, just in time to get Spiegel on the force play. Cobb makes up ground in a hurry, and he got the throw away quickly as well. A little off balance, but Farr was there. And I think Spiegel knew right away that he was out. As Preston is on first via the fielder's choice, one gone after the force down. Here's Kyle Russell. The shortstop out of Washington State is 0 for 1 in this game, but 5 hits in his last 2 games. Knocked in 3 runs as well. And that 3-hit game Saturday night, his jersey got soaked by the post-game Gatorade shower as well. And the first pitch to him here, lined into center field, a base hit. Make it 6 hits in 3 games for Kyle. Preston moves up to second. And Russell is aboard after that one, went 98 miles an hour off the bat. First and second, one gone for Will Jewell, the left-handed hitting center fielder. Does not have an official at-bat tonight. He walked in the second inning. And was looking, actually, reading just recently The Hidden Game of Baseball by John Thorne, Pete Palmer, and really a groundbreaking sabermetric book in the 80s. The pitch, that's down and away, ball one. But it went into a bit of the history of baseball statistics and how the walk has turned from something that was really dissuaded early on, which is why it's not counted as an official at bat. It was regarded as more the pitcher making mistakes rather than the batter skillfully reaching base. Now, part of it, too, is the 1-0 misses low, 2-0, is the fact that four balls for a walk was not fixed until late in the 19th century. In fact, at times it was 6 or 7 balls needed for a walk, but then at times, too, even in the early days of the National League, when it was formed in 1876, you could call for either a high or low pitch. And if the pitcher did not deliver it either high, which was right around the midsection, above the midsection, or low, conversely below the midsection, then that was an automatic ball. Game's always making the next leap forward, and walks have been that as well. Recognized now is really premier offensive weapons is the 2-1. There's a weapon there as that one is sent to the right center field gap. And this will be extra bases. Around third is Preston. He'll score. Russell settles up at third, and Will Jewell delivers an RBI double to put the Spikes on the board. It's a 3-1 ball game. As Jewell rockets one 101 miles an hour off the bat. And that'll bring Josh Flowerman, the Frederick pitching coach, out to the mound. And Manny Jackson, the left-handed hitting DH, coming up. Obviously, Flowerman must have seen something on that pitch to Jewell. 89 on the fastball. It was out over the outer portion of the plate. And that might be the thing. Might be reminding him, hey, don't leave it out over the outer part of the plate. Left-handed hitter, right-handed hitter. If you leave it there above the belt, something like that is going to happen. And meeting on the mound is a quick one. Flowerman back to the first base dugout. And here's Manny, who walked his first time up. Second and third, still only one out. So Manny, with one swing of the bat, can certainly tie it and has a decent shot of putting the Spikes ahead with the way he swings the bat. Curtis sets, delivers. That's fouled back to the screen. 5 hits now for the Spikes in this game. 3 of them have come here in the fourth inning. Russell leading off third. Russell might have scored on that as well, but he kind of had to hold up because Preston had to hold up. Didn't know if that ball would fall in immediately. The 0-1, a strike on the inner half. Again, Knox is a smart base runner. He did not want to get caught up in a situation he couldn't get himself out of. The old saying, discretion is the better part of valor. 0-2 the count. Curtis to the plate. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt, strike three. So Jake Curtis records his first strikeout of the night. Two gone here in the top of the fourth, and Austin Roccaforte the batter. Roccaforte doubled in the first inning on a fly ball to left, and then struck out in the second both times against starter Gage Bim, who only went three innings, so not eligible for the win in any circumstance. As a starter, you got to go at least five when your team holds on to the lead here in the MLB Draft League, just like the majors. First pitch strike, fastball over the outer half, 0-1. Another something that is sort of a remainder from the early days. Of course, back in the early days of baseball, late 19th century, early 20th, it was a rite of passage for every pitcher to go the distance. 0-1 the count. Fastball missed inside, 1-1. Wasn't really even until the 1920s that relief pitchers even had a specific role. Sure, you might have pitchers who were maybe spot starters or picked up a few innings here and there, but they were not your top-of-the-line pitchers. Certainly wouldn't use them just as relievers. The 1-1 down and in for a ball, 2-1, but Firpo Marbury for the Washington Senators. We'll see more for the New York Yankees. Both teams that won World Series in the 20s. Of course, the Yankees won several, but more actually was the hidden ace of the Murderers Row Yankees of the 1927 season. He was a dynamite relief pitcher. 2-1. And that one is swung on, popped up into shallow left center. The shortstop Cobb underneath it. He puts it away, and the Spikes let an opportunity go by on the boards here. They do score a run, though, on three hits. Two runners left on base at the end of three and a half. 3-1 here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Summer is here, and the deals are happening at Toyota. Like on an adventure-ready RAV4, perfect for your next road trip. Or the 24 Tacoma, now available with turbocharged power. Or the all-new 2025 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offer ends July 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spikes games have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Bottom half of the fourth inning, Philip Bryant returns to the mound for the Spikes. Keenan Taylor, Damone Hale, Christian Jackson due up for Frederick. 7-8-9 batters in the order. Knox Preston and plate umpire Phil Heim commiserating. There is sort of a brotherhood of the mask. They look out for each other, knowing that they're the only two people who foul tips closely affect. And the first pitch of the inning for Bryant, a strike. Slider on the inner half of the plate to Keenan Taylor, who delivered a double down the third base line last time up. 106 miles an hour off the bat, one of 200-plus mile an hour doubles down the line for the Keys in that three-run second inning, and a foul back to the screen on the fastball. It's 0-2. Lights are taking over as the source of sight here in Frederick. Had 11 hits in the game so far, 6 for Frederick, 5 for State College. No errors for either side, though, as the 0-2 comes in. Fastball lifted towards right field to the line. Lunging is Roccaforte, and he's able to make the play. One gone here as Austin Rocaforte makes up some ground in a short amount of time. One gone, and here's Damone Hale. He delivered a sacrifice fly to right his last time up to bring in the first Frederick run. Ramada out of town scoreboard. They are now in the top of the seventh in Williamsport. Crosscutters hanging on to a 1-0 lead over the Thunder, but Trenton right now does have the tying run at third with one out. Meanwhile, West Virginia Mahoning Valley, they're in a slugfest, a burgeoning slugfest in the top of the fourth there as the first pitch to Hale swung on and missed, and the elbow pad popped loose again, so again, he'll just dispense with it. I would not be surprised to see him come back to the plate next time up with no pad on that left elbow at all. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball over the outer half of the plate. It's 0-2. West Virginia leading Mahoning Valley 5-4 in the top of the fourth. Still a lot of game to go there at Eastwood Field. Here it is 3-1. Spikes trailing the Keys. Bottom of the fourth inning. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a fastball that time, and that's the third strikeout for Philip Bryant. Brought to you by Mountaineer Health. Mountaineer Health Express Care, now open in the Hills Plaza in State College on South Atherton Street. Offers same-day patient visits with no appointment needed. Learn more at mountaineer.org/expresscare. Peter Austinson is getting ready out in the Spikes bullpen down the left field line. Bryant looking to finish this fourth inning. He has thrown 70 pitches tonight, 47 of them for strikes, and he is coming back again. He missed the entire NCAA tournament for Grambling State. The 1-0 swung on, lifted, center field, could be an in-betweener, but coming on is the center fielder, Jewell, to put it away. Well, Jewell had to make up a lot of ground as well, but the Spikes outfield has played well tonight, as Bryant has faced the minimum since allowing those three runs in the second. It is a 3-1 game as we go to the fifth here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spikes teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Into the fifth inning here at Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium. Joe Putnam along with you. It is Frederick 3, State College 1, but the Spikes bringing Caleb Hill, Grant Norris, and Cam Buford to the plate against righty Jake Curtis on the mound for his second inning of relief work. And the first pitch in the fifth is swung on and fouled to the third base side by Caleb Hill. 1-for-2 in the game. Hill, the UTSA product, laid down a bunt single, a beautiful bunt single in the first inning. Stole a base in that frame. Lined out to the shortstop Cobb in the third on a soft liner to shallow left center. 0-1 the count, the pitch. Breaking ball, foul tipped into the mitt. 0-2 the count. Got a run on 5 hits for the Spikes. 3 runs on 6 hits for the Keys. No errors on either side. Spikes have stranded six runners so far. They've had opportunities. 0-2. Fastball upstairs. 1-2 the count. Spikes coming in at 5-5 in the second half. Tied for second place in the MLB Draft League's second half standings. Frederick at 4-6. Tied for fifth in the six-team loop. One ball, two strikes, the pitch. That one misses high, 90-mile-an-hour fastball, 2-2 the count. Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in the major leagues tonight. Of course, plenty of players on the move and some spikes involved in that. Tommy Edman, part of the three-team deal between the Cardinals, Dodgers, and White Sox today. Tommy, who was a big part of that 2016 New York Penn League Championship team, going from St. Louis, where he's played his entire major league career, back to his home state of California to join the L.A. Dodgers. And what a team that is already. He'll be a big asset for them as well. His versatility will definitely create opportunities for him and for the Dodgers. 3-2 the count, and the pitch high and away to Hill. So ball four as Hill works the leadoff walk here in the fifth.
The second baseman, number four, Grant Norris.
Tomorrow is the trade deadline to the majors as well. That's why you're hearing about all these different deals. All the contenders and a lot more of them now in the three-team wild card era. Trying to get what they can, bolster their rosters for the final push here in August and September. As the first pitch to Grant Norris, a broken bat, fly ball to center field. Jackson underneath it makes the catch. Hill retreats to first. One away. Here's Cam Buford, 0-2 so far. Popped out to the first baseman, Hilton, in the first inning. Struck out in the third. But he is the tying run at the plate, and Cam certainly has the ability to jump in a big way. Remember Saturday night, came up with the bases loaded and cleared him with a triple. And Cam, of course, the owner of the 19th Grand Slam in Spikes history as well. The pitch. Fastball and a strike on the outer edge. So when the Ducks are on the pond, Cam Buford comes through. 0-1 the count. We'll get those major league scores in just a moment. Here's the set. Jake Curtis to the plate. And a fastball missed inside. 1-1. Down in Philadelphia tonight, the Phillies trailing the Yankees 7-2. Aaron Judge already with his 38th home run of the season. A solo shot. One ball and one strike. The pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Gloved by Antillian. Two balls and a strike. I want to say a special hello to Spikes assistant GM Dan Petrozzolo, who's down to that game in Philadelphia tonight, and wish him the best of luck tomorrow. Guardians leading the Tigers 8-0, going to the bottom of the seventh in Detroit. 2-1. There's a grounder on to third. Back into by Holt from his knees. Throw to second for one on the first. In time, a 5-4-3 double play. That's the seventh one that the Keys have turned on the ground here in the second half. And just like that, the inning's over. Nothing across for the Spikes in the top of the fifth. More from Frederick after this. It's the Keys 3, the Spikes 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Now, Peter Ostenson continues to warm up in the State College bullpen, but Philip Bryant will begin the fifth inning on the mound for the Spikes, the bottom of the fifth inning. Facing the top of the order, Tremaine Cobb Jr., Brody Farr, Elijah Dickerson. And Cobb, 1-for-2 with an RBI double tonight and a run scored. Takes a slider for a strike on the inner half, right-handed hitter. Meanwhile, Frederick has another reliever warming up, and the 0-1 pitch to Cobb is fouled away. Javon Ray is warming up for the Keys, and the Spikes got to Ray a little bit in the last series between these two teams as the 0-2 slider low and away. Almost nicked the outer edge, but it's ball one. A run on 5 hits for the Spikes, 3 runs on 6 hits for the Keys. No errors for either side. Bryant looks in for the sign from Knox. Preston delivers. Breaking ball, bounced down the third baseline and stays in the inside the bag and rolls down the left field line. Into the corner it goes, and Tremaine Cobb has his second double of the night. That is the third time that the Keys have sneaked one just inside the stripe for extra bases tonight. 7 hits total. And Cobb is now up to 4 doubles in his first 11 games for the Keys. And Knox Preston will go out to the mound and have a quick chat with Philip Bryant, who is now at 75 pitches, 51 of them for strikes. Bryant, in his last outing, threw 76 pitches, so this is right around the time he will get at least one more batter, though, in Brody Farr, who is 2-for-2 tonight with an RBI and a stolen base. It is 3-1 Frederick here on the bottom of the fifth. Now, Ray is still just starting his warm-ups in the Frederick bullpen. This, again, is a bullpen game for the Keys. And the pitch, that is outside a ball. Austinson quickening his warm-up somewhat. 1-0 the count too far. Bryant delivers. Breaking ball, and it skips up the first base line. This will move Cobb up to third. That'll be a wild pitch. And now another potential Keys run just 90 feet away. Bryant looking to buckle down here with a 2-0 count. Farr levels the bat in the left-handed box. Phillip delivers, and this is lifted in the air left field. Back goes Hill. This will be a catch, but tagging from third is Cobb, and he will score trotting home. Sacrifice fly to left extends the Frederick lead back to 3 runs. It's 4-1. As the second run batted in for Brody Farr tonight. And before Elijah Dickerson can get to the plate, Tim Battle is headed out to the mound. That will be it for Philip Bryant after 4 1/3 innings. 78 pitches, 52 of them for strikes. So he will give way to Peter Ostenson. And we'll have the numbers on Austinson, the Fairfield product, and the rest of this fifth inning for you after this call to the bullpen. Frederick 4, State College 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, a runner or no runners on, one out, and Phillip Bryant done after four and a third innings. Four runs against him and all earned on a total of seven hits. Bryant did not walk a batter. He did hit a batter and struck out three against 78 pitches, 52 of them for strikes, and Peter Ostenson takes over with Elijah Dickerson at the plate. Ostenson making his fifth appearance for the Spikes, an 0-1 record, a 7 ERA. He has one hold to his credit. In nine innings, he has allowed nine runs, seven earned on 13 hits, two strikeouts to two walks. On last time out, solid two innings on the hill, allowed one run on two hits, a walk and a strikeout Friday night. Got credit for the hold in that outing. First pitch outside with a changeup, now delivers. Fastball's a strike just off the on the outer portion of the plate. 1-1 the count. Elijah Dickerson 0-2 tonight with a strikeout and a ground out to second. And Dickerson turns on this one and just foul. It goes down the right field line. It's actually caught by the bullpen catcher for Frederick as Javon Ray continues to warm in the Keys bullpen down the right field warning track. And the foul territory here at Harry Grove Stadium tapers considerably as you go up both lines. So here's a grounder up the middle to his left. Russell scoops it, slings it on to first in time. And there's two down here in the bottom of the fifth inning. In fact, it is 325 feet down those lines, 400 feet to dead center field. And it is a 10-foot-high fence all the way around, although there's no yellow line separating them. There's the lower-level billboards here as that pitch hits Hunter Antillian on the elbow. So the first pitch to Antillian puts him on. He's been hit for the second time tonight. And now with a runner on and two outs, Brandon Hilton, the 6'7 left-handed hitting first baseman, will step in. But only the bottom row of billboards all the way around needs to be cleared for a home run. The top two levels are set back from the actual fence. Hilton is 1-for-2, grounded out in the first inning, singled in the third, and takes a strike on the fastball inner half of the plate. 4-1 Frederick here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Keys have out-hit the Spikes 7-5. Set by Ostenson, the 0-1. Slider outside. One ball, one strike. Ramada out of town scoreboard in the big leagues. The Reds lead the Cubs 6-0, top of the sixth inning. Red Sox all over the Mariners. 10-1 Boston at Fenway in the middle of the fifth inning. A 7-run third for the Bow Sox. 1-1. Bouncer foul first base side, and the ball boy has to get out of the way. That one went off the left side of the Frederick dugout, and the ball boy is chasing after the ball with his arms outstretched. What could I do? Where was the help? One ball, two strikes to Hilton. Two gone, bottom of the fifth. Austinson delivers. Check swing. Nope, he went around. He tried desperately to hold back, but Phil Himes says, nope, you broke the plane. And that is the first strikeout for Peter Austinson tonight, the fourth for Spikes Pitching, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. So for the Keys in the fifth, a run on a hit, they leave one. At the end of five, it's now Frederick 4, State College 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spike teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Pitching change for Frederick as we enter the sixth inning, and the new man on the mound is right-hander Javon Ray, the Douglasville, Georgia native out of Georgia Southern, 6'4", 215 pounds, 23 years of age. He has had his difficulties with the spikes. Last Wednesday came on in the eighth inning looking to help close it out, but instead yielded two runs on three hits, the homer to Josh Spiegel, the RBI double by Austin Ball that gave the Spikes the lead. And then Thursday in the day game came on in relief in the seventh inning, allowed two runs there, and then allowed the first four runners to reach base in the eighth inning. Five runs total charged to him in an inning plus. Two walks, two hit batsmen there as well. So for the season, in five appearances, an 0-1 record, a 12-2-7 ERA. First pitch to Josh Spiegel, who had that homer in the eighth off him last Wednesday night at Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. First pitch in the dirt, and a peel down to first on the check swing. Ian Pittenger says he did not go. 1-0 the count to Spiegel. Swings of the 1-0 fastball and fouls it back. One ball, one strike. Ray, 0-1 in save opportunities, 7 1/3 total innings, 10 total runs against him. On 13 hits, 8 strikeouts to 7 walks, 3 hit batsmen. 382 opponent's batting average, and there's a strike. Fastball on the inside corner. 1-2 to Spiegel. Josh hitting in the 5 spot tonight. Playing first base as well as Austin Ball gets his first night off of the second half. Spiegel 1-for-2. Third one to left field for a single last time up. And the 1-2 breaking ball swung on and missed strike 3. So Ray picks up his first strikeout of the night. It's the sixth for Frederick pitching. And there's one gone. Jake Curtis went two innings on the mound, allowing one run on three hits, a walk, and a strikeout. 36 pitches, 22 of them for strikes. He is the most likely candidate to be the winning pitcher should Frederick hold on to this lead. when the starting pitcher in a game, a team leads all the way, doesn't go the requisite five innings. It's actually the scorer's opinion that determines the winning pitcher, but the scorer is guided by many guidelines laid out in the official rules of baseball. And I think baseball is the only sport I can think of that lays out its statistical rules in the official playing rules. The 1-0 swung on and missed, 1-1. Of course, that helped baseball's rise to prominence, the fact that statistics were kept so early on. And in fact, we can now go back all the way to 1860s and find at least somewhat reliable statistics. And baseball statistics, talked about it throughout the course of this game. They've been so valuable to the continuity of the game, but also looking at them leads you to the changes that have been part of the game since the beginning, as the 1-2 swung on and missed and knocked Preston down on strikes. Back to max strikeouts for Javon Ray. Two down here in the top of the sixth. Spikes down 4-1. Here's Kyle Russell. Six hits now in his last three games, notching that sixth hit just two innings ago with his single to center. A liner there. He's 1-for-2 at the plate tonight. Now facing Ray and the pitch homeward. Fastball for a strike at 90 miles an hour over the outer half of the plate. Red Sox, by the way, have extended their lead to 11-1 on the Mariners in the bottom of the fifth on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. 0-1 pitch. Fastball down and in. One ball, one strike. The Mets leading the Twins 6-1. Going to the sixth inning in Queens, Pete Alonso with his 22nd homer of the season, a solo shot as part of a six-run Mets fourth. Cardinals now without Tommy Edman, but still with Brendan Donovan, former Spike in tow, as well as several others. A grounder on to short, taken in by Cobb, throw to first in time, and the inning is over. Cobb's a pretty darn good defensive shortstop. He made that one look easy, and it's not. Cardinals leading the Rangers 2-1 top of the fourth. We'll have more of the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard and more from Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium right after this. Frederick 4, State College 1. So we go to the bottom of the sixth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Messages for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you've made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Peter Austinson back on the mound for the Spikes here in the bottom of the sixth inning. He'll face the 6-7-8 batters for Frederick, starting with Peyton Holt, the third baseman, 1-for-2 with a run scored. Standing in the right-handed box, first pitch to him is a curveball that just missed inside, didn't miss by much. Ball one. 4-1 Frederick here in the bottom of the sixth inning here in Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium. And the pitch, fastball down and away, 2-0 the count. As we remind you, the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. 2-0 pitch fouled back to the screen, a fastball from Austinson, 2-1 the count. Holt to be followed by Keenan Taylor and Damone Hale. Hit count 7-5 in Frederick's favor tonight. Three runs in the second, one in the fifth for the Keys. Spike scoring their lone run in the fourth, and a curveball hits hold on the left shoulder, so he will trot down to first base. That's the third hit batsman of the game for the Spikes. Meanwhile, on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, Paul Skeens notches 100th strikeout already as he starts down in Houston for the Buccos. Pittsburgh and Houston in a scoreless tie, top of the fourth inning. White Sox lead the Royals 1-0, top of the third. Braves and Brewers scoreless bottom of the third in Milwaukee, which is ironic because, of course, before going to Atlanta, the Braves were located in Milwaukee. And the pitch in tight with a fastball to Keenan Taylor. One ball, no strikes. Taylor with a double in the second inning. Scored a run in that frame as well. Flying out to right last time up. Josh Spiegel holding the runner on at first in Holt. The 1-0 pitch. That is swung on, lifted in the air down the right field line, but this will float out of play to the grass berm on the first base side. One ball, one strike. Later on tonight, the Nationals and Diamondbacks meet in Arizona. Earlier today, the Orioles bested the Blue Jays 11-5 in the first game of a doubleheader in Baltimore. Game two is underway now, tied up at one, going to the second inning at Camden Yards. One ball and one strike, the count to Keenan Taylor. Holt resumes his leadoff first, and Austinson out of the stretch delivers. Curveball upstairs, ball two. The Ramada out-of-town scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center. Located on South Atherton Street in State College, the Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Two balls and a strike. Austinson sets and delivers. And this one is popped up way high in the sky toward the Spikes bullpen, but this will float out of play to the grass berm on the third base side. Scattered all of the relievers down in the pen for the Spikes, or nearly all of them. Everybody sitting in the back row. Of course, the pen bolstered today by Jordan Morales, but I think before long we'll see Jordan in a starting role for the Spikes, but likely to make at least one outing out of the bullpen, just see how he is, and then he'll go into the rotation. He started a rotation for Purdue. As here's a bouncing grounder up the middle to Norris at second, takes it, tosses the second for one. Russell on to first, not in time. That one was not hit hard up the middle. Actually, Paul Wills umping on the bases had to get out of the way, and Norris able to pick it off one hop. Flipped it backhand on to Russell, who tried to sweep across the bag, powered the throw to first, just not in time. So Holt erased on the 4-6 put out. Taylor on first via the fielder's choice. One gone. And Damone Hale the batter. Sacrifice fly in the second. A strikeout in the fourth. Standing in the right-handed box. Austinson delivers his first pitch to him. A fastball upstairs for ball one. We're back home Thursday, and it's a seven-game homestand all the way to Thursday, August 8th. Frederick Keys will actually be the opponents for the last three games of the homestand, August 6th through the 8th. So 1-0 comes in, but plenty of big nights coming up, including that mystery bobblehead giveaway to the first 500 fans on Saturday, August 3rd. It's also College Township night with fireworks after the game presented by College Township, our home township. One ball, one strike, the pitch. Grounder to the left side in between short and third. It's a base hit. Taylor moves up to second, and Hale on with his first hit of the night, the Keys' eighth. First and second with one out for Christian Jackson. The center fielder 0-for-2 with a foul out and a fly out. But the mystery bobblehead giveaway, it's all bobbleheads from the past. There are no new bobbleheads in the mix. Sorry to dampen the hopes of folks who are looking for a new bobblehead. If you're looking for a new one, come on out on August 24th, and Joe Crispin's bobblehead goes to the first 1,000 fans. Plus, Joe Crispin himself will be there on the 24th of August. As the pitch is a strike on the inner half, 0-1. But on the third, it's the mystery bobblehead giveaway for the first 500 fans. Now, that's not to say, yes, there'll be some old favorites from the Spikes in there, but there might be some other ones that you don't quite know about, but there's nothing new. They have all already been a giveaway, a bobblehead elsewhere, but they might be new to you, and you don't know which one you're going to get. When you walk through the gates, they'll open at 5:30 with early entry at 5:20 for season ticket holders. And also, groups get early entry at 5:25 on that day. 0-2 the count. Plus, we'll team up with Springnecks, great group in the Mid-Atlantic, dealing with bobblehead collecting for a bobblehead trading post as the 0-2 breaking ball swung on and missed by Jackson. Strike three. And that is the second strikeout for Peter Austinson tonight. It's brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountainindy.org. Still runners on first and second, but now 2 outs for Tremaine Cobb Jr. 2-for-3 with a pair of doubles, an RBI, and 2 runs scored tonight. The pitch homeward. Curveball upstairs, ball one. So all that taking place Saturday, August 3rd, the Mystery Bobblehead giveaway for the first 500 fans, the Bobblehead Trading Post in association with Springnecks, and fireworks after the game presented by College Township. Not only that, plenty more. Kids Run the Bases presented by Mountain Indy Health. So the 1-0 comes in, popped up on the infield. This actually will be in foul territory behind the plate. Preston, the catcher, tosses away the mask, makes the grab, and the inning is over. No runs, a hit, 2 runners left. You can get your tickets for Saturday's game and all the remaining Spikes home games at statecollegespikes.com. 4-1 Frederick as we move to the seventh on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Will Jewell, Manny Jackson, Austin Rocaforte, 8-9-1 batters in the order, but ever dangerous nonetheless. Starting it off for the Spikes in the seventh against Javon Ray, the Frederick reliever on for his second inning of relief. First time he's gone multiple innings, or at least the second time he's gone multiple innings, looking to record an out in this second inning of work. As the Keys lead at 4-1, top of the seventh. The 0-1 to Will Jewell is swung on, lifted in the air, high to left field. Playable for Hale, however. He is shy on the warning track. He makes the catch. There's one away. Leo Palacios. All right, check that. It's not Palacios warming up. It's David Lee, the Penn State product. That is warming up. Joe Maselli, the former Spike, just getting started in the Frederick bullpen as well, and now with the bases empty, one gone in the top of the seventh inning, a pinch hitter for the Spikes at DH, and it will be Parker Cadu stepping into the left-handed batter's box. So Cadu takes over for Manny Jackson, who went 0-for-1 with a walk. And Cadu swings the first pitch, bounces it on to first, taken by Hilton, a race to the bag. Hilton will win it with those long legs at 6'7". And there's two down. So So Cadu pinch hitting there. He'll take over in the DH role for the remainder of this one. And with two down, here is Austin Rocaforte. Rocaforte is 1-for-3 with a double. He doubled in the very start of the game, lofting a fly ball to left. Diving attempt by Hale would not go. Rocaforte with two bases out of it. He takes a fastball for a strike on the inner portion of the plate. Again, David Lee warming up for the Spikes, and he's warming up in earnest. He will likely get the ball in the bottom of the seventh inning. As this one popped up on the infield, second baseman Farr is there, and the inning is over. Three up, three down for the Spikes. It's time to stretch here at Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium. Through 6.5, Frederick 4, State College 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of the seventh inning, and a new pitcher on the mound for the Spikes. It is David Lee, the right-hander out of Pittsburgh, PA, most recently out of Penn State University. And he has done well for himself out of the bullpen for the Spikes. In three outings, he is not allowed to run. Three total innings, one hit batsman against him, three walks, that's all. He has recorded a save in his only opportunity. He's finished two games. He has struck out three batters in three frames, opponents hitting just 100 against him. He takes over for Peter Ostenson here in the bottom of the seventh, looking to keep it a 4-1 game in Frederick's favor. Joe Putnam along with you here at Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium. This is the opener of a three-game series. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock matchup as well. And again, good pitching matchup slated for tomorrow evening is Jeremy Neff, the lefty out of Virginia Tech, who has been impressive as a starter for the Spikes. Gets the ball for his third out against Frederick right-hander Harold Baez. Bouncer on to second on the first pitch of the inning to Brody Farr, and taken by Norris. Throw to first in time, one away. So one pitch, one out for David Lee. And eliciting ground balls to Grant Norris is something he's been looking for in Medler Field at Lebrano Park here in 2024. Gets it here in Frederick tonight as Elijah Dickerson steps in. The left-handed hitting right fielder is 0-for-3 with a strikeout and a pair of groundouts. And the first pitch from Lee fouled away third base side. Oh-1 the count. Pitch. Fastball upstairs at 93 miles an hour. 1-1. To Dickerson. Joe Maselli now warming up in earnest in the Frederick bullpen. So Javon Ray, after a tough time with the Spikes last week, two scoreless innings tonight, and in fact did not allow anything. Six batters up, six batters down. Here's a fly ball to right field, and on for it, Rocaforte puts it away. Well, four pitches, two outs. Efficient for David Lee. Here's Hunter Antillian, the catcher, officially 0-for-1 tonight, but he has taken his lumps. He's been hit by two pitches while also serving as the Frederick catcher. In the right-handed batter's box, Lee sets, delivers. Fastball and a strike on the outer edge, 0-1. One run, five hits, no errors for the Spikes. Four runs, eight hits, no errors for the Keys. Lee gets the sign from Knox Preston, delivers. High and tight, and that one came close to Antillian's left shoulder. And I would say he's none too pleased at how close that came to him. One ball, one strike. Stands in again. Lee delivers. Low and away, and that gets past Preston to the backstop, but nobody on. Simply ball two. Back home Thursday and Friday against Mahoning Valley. Talk to you about Saturday and how eventful it is. Also, the Jackpot Pitching Challenge with even more prizes if you can throw it through the target pitch at home plate before the fireworks. Breaking ball, strike two over the outer edge. 2-2 to Antillian. But Sunday, August 4th, the Penn Highlands Healthcare Ballpark Takeovers. We can't wait to welcome them and all their friends of the ballpark. 2-2 upstairs, ball three. August 4th, also going to be a Sunday fun day at the ballpark. Pre-game catch on the field. Kids run the bases after the game, presented by Mountain Any Health. First 100 kids get a Spikes Youth Baseball Glove, presented by Curavetti. First 250 kids eat free. And the 3-2 pitch, a fastball low, ball four. Actually, that one was a slider that just dove. But it is the first walk issued by any Spikes pitcher tonight. And the three hit batsmen in total, but that's all. Peter Ostenson went an inning and two-thirds. No runs, one hit, just the two hit batsmen, two strikeouts, 26 pitches, 16 of them for strikes. That's the final line on Ostenson, who will not factor in the decision tonight. Philip Bryant, the starter, on the hook right now. It's the first pitch from Lee, a fastball outside to the 6-7 first baseman, Brandon Hilton. Looming in the left-handed batter's box, already 1-for-3 tonight. Antillian leads off first. Spiegel holding him on there. 1-0. And that is fisted towards center field. Drops in for a base hit, and Antillian's going to go for third and make it. Now, off on contact with two outs, and that certainly helped. That also a well-placed single by Hilton. With his frame, you figure he can drive the ball, but dumped it into center field there. So runners at the corners with two outs for Peyton Holt, the third baseman, who is 1-for-2 tonight, has been hit by a pitch as well, has grounded into a double play and has scored a run. There's two outs already in this inning, though. Ground ball would get the Spikes out of the frame. First pitch fastball in tight to Holt. He pops out of the way. One ball, no strikes. That's nine hits tonight now for the Keys. Now, Maselli is finished in the Frederick bullpen. There's nothing going on right now there. The 1-0. It's a strike over the outer edge. 1-1 the count. And the pitch. Fastball is low, 2-1 the count. Still holding Hilton on at first. Antillian leads off third, the 2-1. Fastball upstairs, 3-1 the count. Slight breeze. Going from right field to left field, but very slight. No more than 5 miles an hour. Lee comes set at the belt. The 3-1. And that one is sliced down the right field line. That'll curve to the grass berm. Out of play first base side. Berms down both sides. In fact, they've got the carousel that's in the Frederick Kids Zone lit up. Now, it is surrounded by protective netting, but the carousel has not been operational as of late, and it's pretty tough to make it operational. Carousel parts are harder and harder to come by, and just haven't been able to find the right parts. Payoff pitch called, strike three with a slider over the outer edge. And David Lee records his first strikeout of the night, the sixth for the Spikes, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. No runs, a hit, two runners left on base. Seven innings complete here in Frederick. The Spikes trailing 4-1. We'll have Caleb Hill, Grant Norris, and Cam Buford due up against the former Spike, Joe Maselli, when we come back on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spikes teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the back seat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here in the eighth inning, a new pitcher on the mound for Frederick, and it's a familiar face, Joe Maselli, who pitched for the Spikes in 2021. Most recently pitched in college for Kent State University, came into Mettler Field at Lebrano Park with the Golden Flashes, did not appear in that game. He was a weekend starter for Kent State. But he makes his second outing against the Spikes as a member, actually his third outing as a member of the Keys against the Spikes. Pitched last Tuesday night, went two innings, allowing two runs on two hits, two walks, three strikeouts, and then a scoreless eighth inning after entering the game on Thursday in the day game, or no runs charged to him. He allowed just one hit, struck out two batters, recording three outs to finish it out, and his first pitch to Caleb Hill swung on and missed, 0-1. Hill, he is 1-for-2, bunt single and a stolen base in the first inning, a line out in the third, a walk in the fifth. Set by Maselli in the 0-1. Fastball below the knees, 1-1. Maselli overall making his sixth appearance already for Frederick, a 1-1 record, a 9.39 ERA. 7 2/3 innings, 8 runs against him, 15 hits, 10 strikeouts, 2 walks, 3 hit batsmen. And the pitch is fouled to the left side, 1-2 the count to Hill. Will be followed by Grant Norris and Cam Buford. Grant waiting in the on-deck circle. Spikes trailing 4-1 here on the top of the eighth. They've had the knack for late surges here in the second half. And the 1-2 bounce down the first baseline. Hilton takes it on three hops, goes to the bag himself, steps on it ahead of Hill. One gone. Well, the Spikes, though, have not had a base runner since Hill drew that walk in the fifth inning. And a double play in the meantime as well to erase him. Here's Grant Norris looking for his first hit of the night. Fourth time at the plate for Grant. Of course, wearing number 4 here with the Spikes. We're in their navy blue jerseys tonight. Ribbon S logo on the upper left, and that one hits Norris on the left elbow pad. So Grant, hit by a pitch. First base runner for the Spikes in a while, and it's the first hit batsman of the game for any Keys pitcher. That'll bring Cam Buford to the plate. Cam is 0-for-3 as well.
Third baseman number 53, Cam Buford.
But definitely with some power now, the tying run is on deck in the person of actually a new hitter. It's Austin Ball. So Ball is in the on-deck circle. He's going to hit at some point. He's going to take over at first base as well. And Buford fouls it first base side, 0-1. Josh Spiegel did an outstanding job at first base tonight. But Ball, of course, with that home run swing. And also, Spiegel is tremendous at first base. But Austin is even that much better, even as a defensive replacement. This makes total sense. 0-1 the count to Buford, though, looking to set the table for Austin in a big way. Here's the 0-1. Fastball and a strike on the outer edge at 92. 0-2 the count. Norris at first with one out. Spikes down by three. Cam levels the bat. Waits in the right hand of box as he raises it above his head. The 0-2 pitch from Maselli is swinging a miss. Cam tried to hold back, but the breaking ball in the dirt got him to go. And that is Maselli's first strikeout of the game. Eighth of the night for Frederick pitching. And now Austin Ball will come in as a pinch hitter here. And again, he'll take over at first base. So as Ball comes in, Austin has had some impressive numbers here in the second half. A .286 batting average, but a .444 on base percentage. Co-leader in RBIs in the second half with 11. Four doubles, a home run, 10 hits, and 10 walks so far. He has been a fearsome bat in the middle of the Spikes order. He got a rare off night tonight so far, but thought that we might see him at some point in pinch hitting duty, and here he is. And the first pitch to him is down and in, hits him on the left leg. So the second hit batsman of the inning, and now Knox Preston is at the plate. And Preston, 0-for-3 so far, but has scored the Spikes' lone run. That one, I think, was a fastball that just went right. He's trying to bust him inside, trying to attack the lower portion of the zone. That just got away from Joe Maselli. But Spikes the beneficiaries because the tying run's at the plate. There are two outs and a quick meeting on the mound between catcher Hunter Antillian and pitcher Joe Maselli. Yeah, some stirring in the Frederick bullpen as well. But Knox will step into the right-handed batter's box. Been off to a strong start in the second half as the St. Louis product. And the first pitch from Maselli is lined into center field, a base hit. Around third is Norris. Hill score. Ball settles up at second, and it's an RBI single for Knox Preston to make it 4-2. So Knox Preston making him pay for putting two runners on. A two-out RBI single keeps the inning alive, and now Kyle Russell, the batter. Russell is 1-for-3 tonight. Six hits in the last three games for Kyle. And in fact, he has three of those six hits in the seventh inning or later. Here's the set by Maselli. First pitch, fastball inside, ball one. And there is action in the Frederick bullpen as Jay Ulmer, righty out of Seton Hall, gets ready. 1-0 the count to Kyle Russell. Here's the pitch. And this one is lofted into center field. That's a base hit. Ball's getting waved around third, and the ball mishandled by Jackson in center. The runner's dashing. The throw to second, sliding in safely is Russell. Austin Ball scores. Knox Preston on to third. It'll be an RBI single for Kyle Russell and an error charge to Christian Jackson to move the runners up an extra base. It's now a 4-3 game. And the Spikes have life here on the top of the eighth. Now two runners in scoring position, still two outs. But here come the spikes. And now Will Jewell will step in. But before that, Jack Jones is coming out of the first base dugout. And I think he's going to make the change right now. Well, the spikes with some two-out thunder here tonight in Frederick at the most opportune time. And that'll be it for Joe Maselli as Jay Ulmer will be on. The tying run is 90 feet away. The go-ahead run is in scoring position for the Spikes with two outs in the top of the eighth. And Will Jewell will be the batter. And we'll have that for you after this call to the bullpen on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Summer is here, and the deals are happening at Toyota. Like on an adventure-ready RAV4, perfect for your next road trip. Or the 24 Tacoma, now available with turbocharged power. Or the all-new 2025 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offer ends July 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spike teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
So here we go. Will Jewell and the first pitch is a ball. 1-0 the count. Runners on second and third. Two outs. New pitcher is Jay Ulmer, and the right-hander delivers. And Jewell fouls it into the mitt. 1-1. Will, 1-for-2 with an RBI double tonight. He has also walked. Ulmer, the right-hander, a sidearmer out of Seton Hall, making his third Frederick appearance. He is 2-0 this year. With a 0 ERA, one unearned run against him in his first four innings with the Keys. And the 1-1 fastball misses low. Two balls and a strike. He's yielded five hits and a walk over four innings. Two strikeouts. He has finished one game, and he's on here in a big spot. Spikes have cut a 4-1 deficit down to 4-3. And the 2-1 to Jewell is fouled into the mitt. 2-2. Book not yet closed on Joe Maselli. He goes two-thirds of an inning. Two hit batsmen, two hits. 2-2 count to Jewell. The pitch. Chopper to the right side. High bouncer. Backhanded by Hilton. Toss to first. And just ahead of the onrushing Jewell. Handling it is Ulmer, who steps on the bag. The inning is over. And the Spikes cut the margin to one run. Oh, so close to taking the lead. 3-1 on the putout, but the Spikes scored two runs, two hits, one error, two runners left on base. Through 7.5, it's Frederick 4, State College 3 on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes. The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spike teams have something for everyone at the new look Medler Field at Lobrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Well, David Lee, for the first time as a Spike, will go into a second inning of work on the mound. It's the 7-8-9 batters due up for the Keys, starting with Keenan Taylor, then Damone Hale and Christian Jackson. It was a 4-1 game. David Lee kept it there, and now it's 4-3. He's looking to keep it fixed there as well. So the Spikes with Parker Cadu, Austin Roccaforte, and Caleb Hill due up in the ninth can have a shot here at Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium. And Lee out of the stretch. First pitch of the bottom of the eighth inning, a fastball high and away. Taylor is 1-for-3, doubled and scored in the second inning, flied out to right in the fourth, grounded into a fielder's choice in the sixth. A right-handed hitter, Taylor with a 1-0 count on him, takes a fastball upstairs, 2-0. Three runs, seven hits, no errors for the Spikes, four runs, nine hits, and one error for the Keys. A set by Lee, and the 2-0. That is fouled away, first base side, 2-1 the count. Well, David Lee taking a second inning here on the mound would certainly help out the bullpen, bolstered by the addition of Jordan Morales today, although Morales will be in the rotation for the most part. We'll see what the effects are for the pen, if maybe there'll be some shifting there. There's a sharp grounder on the 2-1 in the left center field, a base hit. 103 miles an hour off the bat. There have been some rockets tonight for Frederick, though none have left the yard. That's at least three now over 100 miles an hour off the bat. Damone Hale is 1-for-2. Drove in a run with his sacrifice fly to right in the second. Struck out in the fourth, singled in the sixth. In the right-handed box, facing the righty Lee. Spikes infield already has turned one double play tonight. And here's a bouncer to the left side. Backhanded by Russell. Quick throw to second for one. Norris on the first double play. 6-4-3. It started with Russell going into the hole. Quick release. And Norris with a fantastic turn. Austin Ball, by the way, is the first baseman. And finish that off. As he pinch hit for Josh Spiegel in the eighth and takes over in the field. And Parker Cadu, pinch hit in the seventh inning, is due to lead off the ninth. And the first pitch from David Lee to Christian Jackson, a strike on the inside corner. Jackson is 0-for-3. A foul out, a fly out, and a strikeout. 4-3 Frederick, bottom of the eighth inning, and the 0-1. Low and away, gets past Preston. He'll just get a new baseball from Phil Heim. It's actually the on-deck hitter, Tremaine Cobb, who's going to retrieve the ball. And on one bounce, delivers it to ball boy and pumps his fist in a little celebration there. 1-1 the count. Lee to the plate. Fastball off the plate inside. 2-1 the count. And it's Cadu, Roccaforte, and Hill due up. And those really are the options for the Spikes. TJ Pound is unavailable tonight. As the 2-1 comes in, swung on and missed. Breaking ball tailed away from him, but Jackson could not resist, and it's 2-2. David Lee looking to finish off his second inning on the mound. The pitch. That is cued foul to the left side. Still two balls, two strikes. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock game here at Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium, the middle game of this three-game set. Then it's a noon contest to finish out the series on Wednesday before the Spikes come back home to Medler Field at Lebrano Park for Bark in the Park on Thursday, presented by the Center Daily Times and the 2-2 breaking ball low and away. He wanted that one but did not get it. Count is full. May have been a bit of wishful thinking on David's part, but he'll go right back to it here. Payoff pitch. That is low for ball four. He's trying to get Jackson to offer to pitch out of the zone, but instead the walk brings it back to the top of the Frederick order in Tremaine Cobb Jr. Shortstop is 2-for-4 with a pair of doubles tonight, one of them knocking in a run. He has scored two runs as well, and Jared Brown's going to go out to the mound to have a talk with David Lee. And he will trot quickly to the hill. There is no action in the Spikes bullpen. This is just a, hey, simmer everything down, talk over the plan against Cobb, who is a very dangerous hitter at the top of the order. Trying to keep this a one-run game, and we know that the Spikes already, they have batted in the ninth inning now 7 times and have 13 runs in the ninth inning alone here in the second half. Little Sweet Caroline ringing through here. We know that well in Happy Valley. As the meeting on the mound is broken up, and Cobb will step into the right-handed box. And it's ball at first, Norris at second, Russell at short, Buford at third. Outfield the same. It's a no-doubles defense. Buford tight to the line at third. There goes the runner. Pitches a strike. Throw down to second, and that one deflects away from Norris. So it's a stolen base for Christian Jackson. And a runner now in scoring position. 0-1 the count. Pitch was called a strike. Cobb did not offer at it. And the steal for Jackson is his third as a key in 4 attempts. 0-1 the count. Lee sets the belt. Looks to second. Now delivers. Slider. Oh, that was almost there. Might have been there. But called a ball low. 1-1 the count. The set by Lee, the pitch. Slider upstairs. That one almost dropped in, but 2-1. Well, he's attacked the fringes with the breaking ball. He hasn't really got swings on his slider just yet. He did get the double play, of course. 2-1 pitch. There is the flail on the slider. 2-2 the count. That is what David Lee has been looking for several occasions here in the eighth inning. He got it there to even it up. 2-2. Now one strike away from getting the Spikes back to the plate in the ninth. The set. A look to second. The 2-2. That one in the dirt. Blocked well by Knox Preston. And Cobb did not go after it. Now it's 3-2. And he so badly wanted the 2-2 pitch to Jackson, rather, to be a strike. It was not. It was outside and low. He didn't get the swing. Now let's see how he tackles 3-2 to Cobb. With Jackson now leading off second. Lee sets. The payoff pitch. Slider is low for ball four. Cobb thought he had ball four, then paused a moment just in case that was a strike at the knees. And now trots down to first. First and second, two down, and here is Brody Farr. 2-for-3 tonight. A pair of singles, a sacrifice fly, two runs batted in, and a stolen base. Again, no action in the Spikes bullpen. This is up to David Lee to keep it a 4-3 game. Far the left-handed hitter, first one that Lee's had to deal with since coming on and retiring both Farr and Dickerson. Here's a high chopper to the right side. Juggle drop picked up by Norris. Tried to flip it to first. Not in time. Coming in to score is Jackson, and it's 5-3 Frederick. The normally sure-handed Austin Ball trying to deal with a high chopper and trying to hurry, perhaps. Mishandles it. And Norris trying to make a big play. He trying to flip it, and it got away. So 5-3 the score, and this is going to be a thinker for the official scorer. I believe it's going to be the first error of the game on the spikes either way. So Farr's aboard, Cobb to second, Jackson scores, and Dickerson at the plate. And the pitch. That is outside for a ball, 1-0. And what's important for the spikes right now is they got to buckle down and get this last out. So close to keeping it, and it is going to be a base hit for Farr and then an error to score the run. And the pitch outside with the fastball, 2-0. Five-three, Frederick here in the bottom of the eighth. The set by Lee, the 2-0. Swing and a foul tip into the mid on the slider. 2-1 the count. So Farr will get credit for the infield single, his third hit of the night. And I think the error is going to be charged to Norris to allow the run to score. It was a tough play on the chopper. It's a swing and a miss on the 2-2 by Dickerson. Tag applied. Preston applied the tag. I thought that might be strike three, but they put the strike on the board. It's 2-2. I got fooled on that one. That was my bad. Two balls, two strikes. And Al Lee trying to truly put them away. The pitch. Slider outside, 3-2. Dickerson 0-4 tonight. And the pitch, that is driven foul. That was a fastball on 2-2, and goes off the netting above the third base dugout. And the count is now full. Again, infield single for Farr, E4. The error to allow Jackson to score, so it'll be an unearned run against David Lee. Payoff pitch. Chopper off the plate again. High up the middle, taken by Norris. Has to get it away. Quick to first. Not in time. It's another infield single for the Keys. Now, you know, they were a Baltimore Oreo affiliate for many years. The Baltimore chop has been to their favor here in this eighth inning. The bases are loaded with two outs for Hunter Antillian, who has reached base three times tonight, twice in painful fashion, hit by a pitch. He has also walked. Officially, he's 0-1 with a strikeout. I would not say that he's a candidate for the Baltimore chop, but we'll see. A pitch down and away for ball one. Why is it a Baltimore chop? Because Wee Willie Keeler and the entire Baltimore Orioles, the original Baltimore Orioles of the 1890s, that was what they specialized in. Hit it off the plate, high in the air, get on base. They specialized in a lot of other things that caused some rule changes too. 1-0. Swing and a miss, 1-1. So 12 hits now for Frederick. Three of them have come in this inning. David Lee looking in. The set at the belt, the 1-1. Fastball in tight, 2-1. Five-three, Frederick, bottom of the eighth. Lee looks in for the sign from Preston and gets it. And now David steps off the slab. Two balls and a strike. Brandon Hilton is on deck just in case. And Tillian in the right-handed box. Wind has picked up, blowing from right field to left field about 5 to 10 miles an hour now. And the pitch in the air. Right field coming in, Rocaforte, but Norris, the second baseman, is underneath it, and he makes the catch to end the inning. But Frederick adds that potential insurance run. A run on three hits in the inning, one costly error, three runners left on base. We go to the ninth. Cadu, Rocaforte, Hill due up for the Spikes, trailing 5-3 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spikes teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Into the ninth inning here in Frederick, Parker Cadu, Austin Rocaforte, Caleb Hill due up. 5-3, Frederick leads. As Jay Ulmer, who got the final out in the eighth inning with a pair of runners in scoring position and two gone by forcing a ground out, stays on to try to save it. First pitch to Cadu, checked in as a pinch hitter in the seventh, took over the DH role. It's a strike, fastball in the outer half of the plate. Parker 0-for-1, been impressive at the plate, though, since joining the Spikes. A 381 average coming into the game. 417 on base percentage. He takes strike two, fastball in the inner half. And again, Almer's the side armor. He's 6'6", 210 pounds. He's 22 years of age out of Cary, North Carolina. The Seton Hall side armor with an 0-2 count delivers. And that is driven foul left side. It looks like one of the Spikes has got a ball just in case. It's Nick Palumbo. If the Spikes can come back to tie this game or take the lead in the top of the ninth, looks like Nick Palumbo is going to get the assignment in the bottom half. 0-2 the count. And the pitch. Way outside, ball one. All three of the Spikes catchers were in the lineup tonight. Josh Spiegel was playing first base. Austin Ball now is taken over there. Benox Preston catching. Manny Jackson DHing. But now that Manny's no longer the DH, he's the bullpen catcher. Is the 1-2 pitch to Cadu foul back to the screen. It's a sidearm delivery, but it's a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Sidearmers used to be all about finesse. Kent DeCulvey, Dan Quisenberry. Not so much with Ulmer. Now the 1-2. That is chopped to the left side. Third baseman Holt scoops it on two bounces. Throw across the diamond in time. And there's one down. Austin Rocaforte 1-for-4 with a double tonight. Again, the Spikes have been hitting in the ninth inning seven times so far here in the second half. They've scored 12 runs total in that time. They're averaging almost a run and a half in the second, actually over a run and a half in the ninth inning. They're down two. Pitch Elmore. Strike. Fastball 92 just above the knees. Caleb Hill is on deck. 0-1 to Rocaforte. Wind blowing from right field to left field. The 0-1, breaking ball down and in, appeal on the check swing, no go, and that wasn't really a swing at all. And Nick Palumbo is, in fact, starting to warm up in the Spikes bullpen just in case. One ball and one strike to Rocaforte. Almer, glove away from his body at the shoulders, slings it in low, appeal on the check swing again. Again, Ian Pittenger says no go. 2-1 the count. We're trying to sweep it there, and now the 2-1 pitch. Check swing by Rocaforte, but this one is a strike on location. 91 on the fastball over the outer half, 2-2 the count. Now the breeze that had been blowing through had blown up Almer's jersey a tad. Now the 2-2, and that's a called strike three. Fastball at the knees. And that is the first strikeout for Almer, and the Spikes are down to their last out. Caleb Hill strides to the plate, 1-for-3 with a walk tonight. And he's the last hope for State College. Trailing 5-3 in the top of the ninth. Grant Norris in the on-deck circle behind him. Well, needs a journey of 1,000 miles, begins with a single step. Pitch. Swing and a miss. 90 on the fastball, 0-1 the count. Almer has it. 0-1. That is swung on, lifted in the air, left field. Hale underneath it, slides a couple steps to his right, and puts it away with a two-handed grab as Frederick takes the opener of this three-game series over the Spikes by the score of 5-3. We'll wrap it up from Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium in just a moment. Here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details. America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here at State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Your
Penn State Sports Medicine. We take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available, with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities, inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spikes teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Well, tough one for the Spikes tonight. They came back late, as they've been wont to do here in the second half, but Frederick able to hold on for a 5-3 win here in the opener of this three-game series at Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium. And we'll wrap it up here as the Spikes, with 3 runs on 7 hits, 1 error, 8 runners left on base. They left 2 runners on each in the first, second, fourth, and eighth innings. Frederick with 5 runs on 12 hits, 1 error, 11 runners left on base. The winning pitcher is reliever Jake Curtis, who followed Gage Bim on the mound. It was going to be a bullpen-led game. Bim with 3 scoreless innings. Curtis allowed 1 run over 2 innings, but he gets the win. He's now 1-0 on the season. Philip Bryant takes the loss to go to 0-2, and Jay Almer with his first save in as many opportunities for the Keys, getting the last 4 outs in succession to pin down the win. Time of the game, 2 hours, 43 minutes, in front of 1,052 here at Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium here tonight. It was a warm one tonight, but Spikes will be back at it tomorrow at 7 p.m. It'll be a great pitching matchup. Jeremy Neff, the left-hander out of Virginia Tech, who went 6 innings, allowed just 1 run, struck out 6 batters, didn't walk anybody, yielding just 3 hits along the way to earn the win at Super Splash Day. He gets the ball for State College. Righty Harold Baez, who was strong for 5 innings and then kind of hit the skids in the 6th inning, he'll get the ball for Frederick. And again, it'll be a 7 p.m. game, and I'll be along with you at approximately 6:45 with Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health. The final tonight, Frederick 5, State College 3. Back at it tomorrow here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. So long, everybody.